第二篇，英汉口译。
Passage 2, English Chinese Interpretation.
口译实践。
Text interpreting. Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Welcome to Vancouver. As Canada's third largest metropolitan city after Toronto and Montreal, Vancouver is the principal commercial, industrial, shipping, financial, tourist, and cultural center for Western Canada. Sometimes called Canada's gateway to the Pacific.Vancouver is linked by shipping services with Pacific ports of the United States, China, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. Through the Panama Canal, it is linked with Atlantic ports of Americas and Europe. Products of Western Canada's farms, ranches, forests, coal mines, and industries are sent by rail to Vancouver and then by water to the ports of the world.One of the world's largest natural ice-free harbors, it is where the manufactured goods from Asia arrive throughout the year. Vancouver's manufacturing includes lumber and paper milling, food processing, oil refining, metal fabricating, and the production of chemicals, machinery, electronic items, and printed matter. Vancouver is predominantly a service center. Since the 1960s,Employment in finance, insurance, and real estate-related activities has tripled, that in accommodation and food services has quadrupled, that in health and welfare services has quintupled, and that in services for business has increased eightfold. Employment in primary and secondary industries has declined relative to population. The majority of Vancouver's historic buildings are in the Gastown and Chinatown areas.Older sections of the city have undergone considerable change since 1960, when downtown high-rise office buildings and hotels were built. False Creek, a decaying industrial area with sawmills, rail yards, and small shops, was transformed into a residential development project. Gastown, the original heart of the city, was restored in the 1880s style with antique stores and boutiques.Vancouver is largely British in character, with some Chinese influence. Almost three-fourths of the population are of British ancestry. The Chinese, French, Japanese, and East Indians are the largest among other ethnic groups. Its Chinatown is the second largest Chinese community in North America, second only to San Francisco of the United States. The city has long been noted for its cultural activities.Major cultural institutions include the Macmillan Planetarium, Centennial and Maritime Museums, the Vancouver Opera House, Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Vancouver Art Gallery, and Vancouver Aquarium. Robson Square has provincial government's offices, a skating rink, multi-level shopping and food facilities, and a sports stadium with a seating capacity of 60,000.The Robson Square Conference Center and the Provincial Courthouse buildings are noted for their modern architectural style. Vancouver has numerous scenic and recreational attractions. Parks, beaches, and marinas dot the city's extensive shoreline. Queen Elizabeth Park is noted for its beautiful botanical gardens and conservatory of exotic plants. At this time of the golden autumn season,Vancouver, like many other places of Canada, is extremely beautiful. Backgrounded by the bright blue sky, the leaves on maple trees, with brilliant hues of red, give a flaming tribute to the city. Maple trees produce a peculiar sap each spring, which in turn produces a sweet and delicious syrup. We Canadians are very grateful to these magic trees, because they color the Canadian landscape in the autumnand sweeten the Canadian palate in the spring. In particular, the maple tree leaf is Canada's national symbol, and our national flag flies with it. Wherever we go, the maple tree leaf reminds us of our great country and of our beautiful hometown, Vancouver. I will conclude tonight with an invitation to all Chinese. come and enjoy Vancouver, famously rated the world's most livable city. And come to Canada and see for yourself the possibilities and the potential.